Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiulim, the topic of Lashon HaKodesh, mitzvah to speak Lashon HaKodesh. And we saw in the same Chazal that when your child starts speaking, you have to teach him the Pasuk of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Shema. So we saw that the yesod of teaching him Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe is to be margil his mouth to speaking Divrei Torah. And it's dafka this pasuk, because we saw this pasuk of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe is shows our shaychus, our strong kesher to Torah. But the marasha, it's an inheritance. It's a marasa. It's betrothed. When a goy learns, it's either stealing or it's kilu bav maru marasa. So when we teach our children this pasuk, or we saw in the Gemara that Rav Ami wrote it 400 times. So that's Me'ena Mitzvah Shel Ksiva Sefer Torah, like this represents the whole Torah. Point of writing a Sefer Torah is to be connected to the Torah. And this is, writing this Pasuk expresses that Shaychus to Torah. And saying that pasuk goes as margula person, that's what his mouth is supposed to be doing. That's what we saw the yesod was, that the father's job is to get the kid to be accustomed to speaking only the Divrei Torah. As we saw from the Gemara in Chulin, that the umnas is to make an umnas is a craftsman. He has to craft his mouth into being an elam and only speaking the Divrei Torah. So continuing the stream of thought. אומר מורינו ורבינו, מעתה נראה במה שמלמדים את התינוק, להי קרא דווקא, שמשום שהרי נתבר שעיקר העניין בזה הוא לקבוע שיהיה בגוף כוח הדיבור של פיו, שהוא פה מדבר דברי תורה. The reason you teach him specifically this pasuk is, as we explain, the עיקר עניין is to establish that the power of speech in his mouth should be the speech of Torah. That's the speech. Those are the words that should be coming out of his mouth. That the essence of his mouth, mahuto shel piv, umitziyuso, and its reality, should be a mouth of divrei Torah. And this is what this child is saying when he says the pasuk of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Marasha Kilas Yaakov. Because here you see that the mahus of Torah is with this child, because he's saying that this is our marasha, that this is our essence. וממעלה מזה שכשראשית דיבורו בקרא זה מונח בזה שדיבורו דיבור של מהותו זו של תורה. So that shows his דיבור and his speech. What type of mouth does he have? Like we saw Rashbi says, ideally we should have a separate mouth for Torah. So his mouth is a Torah-dic mouth. That's what he's showing when he says it's dafka this pasuk. Because this pasuk, more so than most other pasukim, expresses our unique shaychus to Torah, that it's part of our mahus, it's part of our essence. וכן יש לומר עוד שעניין זה שיכולו לחול בגוף כוח דיבורו מדברי הגמרא בחולין, שלגבי דברים אחרים כאילמו, יש לזה מקום רק אם ישנה תורה בגוף מהותם של ישראל. The fact that there could be a chalos and his power of speech, that it's only Torahdic, as we see from the Gemara, that when with regard to other things, he's an Elaim. With regard to this, Hu Yodeh Ledaber. So this only has room, only if there's Torah in the essence of the Jewish people. If the Torah is already part of our essence, then you can create a chalois in the mouth, that the mouth is only Torahic. But if it wasn't beguf mahusim shel Yisrael, if it wasn't part of the very essence of the body of the Jewish person, then it was rather something additional. Aliyaz davar nosaf lehem, ein makom sheyachul ba'atzmutam, shemahut koach diburam u'dibur Torah. Then there'd be no space, there'd be no room for there to be a chalois, for there to be a application on the essence of the Jew, that the essence of their being, of their koach hadibur, is a dibur of Torah. It's only because the Jew, the mahuso, is connected to Torah, and his essence is connected to Torah, Ba'at Smuso, in his very being, he's connected to Torah. So that's that being the case, you can make his mouth now a mouth of Torah. אחרי שהתורה עצמה אינה מגוף מהותם ומציאותם. וכלפי זה נאמר שאביו מלמדו תורה. If it wasn't part of our being, our very being, our very essence, then how can we make our mouth a mouth that's purely Torah? It's not who we are. So here it says that the father should teach the son Torah. In other words, he should teach him that his mahus is Torah. His mahus is Torah. And therefore he teaches him Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, to connect, to tap into that, his very being. ובאמירת פסוק זה אומר הבן בתחילת דיבורו שהוא יצירת כוח הדיבור שלו, שדיבורו כלפי מהות זו של תורה, שהיא בור בקרבו. So when he says this pasuk, when the son says this pasuk, at the beginning when he's first able to speak, which is the creation of his power of speech, what he's saying is that this dibur is part of who I am. This dibur, my mouth, is a chalos of divrei Torah. And that's because my essence is divrei Torah. And that's why the father has to teach him dafka this pasuk. So this dibur is klapei, is directed at his essence. His essence is Torah. And the mele, the dibur that he's speaking of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, is directed at an expressing that essence, and therefore we try to create this chalos in his peh, that it should be a peh of divrei Torah. ולפי זה נראה במה שכתוב בספרי ובתוספתא עד לימוד לשון הקודש עם הבן ראינו בספרי ראינו בתוספתא that you have to learn with your child, you have to learn לשון הקודש. So what's this idea of learning לשון הקודש? Teaching your son לשון הקודש, speaking with him לשון הקודש. ולפי מה שנתבאר אין עניינו כהחיתים של לימוד תורה. Based on what we said, this is not a means to learning, right? The learning is going to be in Lashon HaKodesh. So you have to know Lashon HaKodesh in order to learn. It's Eichet Timtzi. That's what the Torah Tumima says, and that's apparently not correct. Because Vaday Mashma Midivrei HaSifri VaTosefta, it is implicit in both the Sifri and the Tosefta that Zinyan B'fnei Atzmo, it's an independent element, it's an independent unit. It's not only Eichet Timtzi for learning. Because otherwise it would be Pshita saying, you have to teach your son Torah. Of course, you have to teach him the language. Right? He has to know the vocabulary. אז זה יותר מזה, זה יותר מהחיתים צי ללימוד. ודאי שהחיתים צי ללימוד. אבל זה לא החובה של האבא כדי לעשות אותו החיתים צי ללימוד. זה חלק מהלימוד. אבל יש פה דבר נוסף, דבר נפרד. ועיקרו הוא שמאחר שצריך להביא את הבן לידי כך שכוח דיבורו יהיה רק כלפי דברי תורה. Since you have to bring the son to a place that the power of his speech should only be vis-a-vis divrei Torah. That should be his ray, that should be his speech, his dibur. That it should be divrei Torah, and otherwise he should be like an ilaim. Again, all predicated on the Gemara and Chulin that we saw in the first shir, the second shir. Harei mikivan shekoach hadibur kashur lasafa. So since koach hadibur, his power of speech, is connected to language, שרק בה ועל ידה ישנו הדיבור, only through language you can speak, right? What are we speaking? We all speak in a language. Some of us speak different languages than others, but we all speak with a language. So אם עסקינן בכוח הדיבור של תורה, הרי ודאי שהשפה שלה היא שפת לשון הקודש, שהיא שפת התורה, שעל ידה דיבור בשפה זו, בדברי תורה, היינו שכוח דיבורו ודברי תורה. So you have to bring the child to a place that his koach hadibur should only be klapei divrei Torah. And since the koach hadibur is connected to language, only through the language there's speech. If we're talking about the power of speech of Torah, so the language is going to be Lashon HaKodesh, Sfas HaTorah. Sh'al yada dibur b'safa zo b'divrei Torah, through which speaking in this language of Torah, we're speaking the language of Torah. That's our native tongue now. Our native tongue is going to be the language of Torah. מאותו דין, נאמר בקרא, לדבר בם, שמתחייב ממנו לפעול בכוח דיבורו, שיהיה זה דיבור של תורה, הרי מתחייב מזה לא רק למדו את הקרא של תורה ציווה לנו משה, שכנעל אומר שצריכה יותר להיות בגוף מאותו, אלא צריך גם להכיל בכוח דיבורו, כוח דיבור של שפת לשון הקודש, שהיא היא השפה של דברי תורה. What are we trying to do? We're teaching him Torah ציווה לנו משה, in order to show that our mahus is Torah. And therefore, we say this pasuk, that's the first pasuk we teach him, to show the child that that's who we are. And we have to express this essence in our speech. And in order to do that, we also have to know the language of Torah. If the essence of who we are in our speech is Torahdik, so then we have to know the language of the Torah. Otherwise, it's a bracha levatala. My mouth is only dedicated to divrei Torah, but I don't know the language of the Torah. No, he has to know the language again, not in order to understand. That if you don't know Hebrew, how are you going to know what it means? Bereishis bara Elokim, Mr. Shemayim Vesaretz. You can't translate the pasuk. But v'day shetzrich to translate the pasuk. But that's not the chiyuv of teaching him Lashon HaKodesh. That's mitzad Talmud Torah. That's mitzad that he has to, the father has to teach his son the Torah, of course. He also has to teach him the language in order to know how to learn. But here there's a special chiyuv of speaking to him in Lashon HaKodesh. It's in order that his natural language should be the language of Torah. Because the point of teaching him Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe is that the natural topic of conversation should be Torah. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe says, your natural topic of conversation is Torah. That's Zeh HaMerchav HaMugan, Zeh Ezor HaNochut Shelcha. That's your comfort zone in the positive sense. Today they say, leave your comfort zone. Great. But your comfort zone is in Torah, right? Like a line of Maran Rav, "Ain makom unuchaseinu elo belokim." He says, "Am Yisrael, other nations can do other stuff, but Am Yisrael's only place of resting is with God. It's our only place of speech. Our most natural habitat is in Torah. And in order to create the proper environment for that, we have to also know the Lashon HaTorah. So that's the chi of Lashon HaTorah, teaching Lashon HaKodesh to your child. That was stated by the Sifri." And by the Tosefta. B'siyata d'shmaya, anachnu siyamnu et ha-shiur ha-ravi'i. Bezrat Hashem, anachnu yesh amshech nefla ladvarim. Az ani yisharu imanu, v'ani mudeh lecha me'od me'od, she'ezamtem. Shalom, shalom.